Hi, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine. I'm your host, and today is episode 118.4, and we are in 2 Kings chapter 21. So I'm not going to dilly-dally because it's not that it's a long chapter, but I have about 20 minutes, and my husband's going to be home from work. So I'm going to pray, and I'll give you your verse of the day, and then we'll go ahead and dive in. Heavenly Father, Holy God, we come to your throne in just grateful, grateful, thankful hearts. We are so blessed by who you are and how much you love us. And we are thankful that you are our Heavenly Father. And we know that you are providing for us every day without fail in some capacity. You show up every time. You are faithful, Lord, and we thank you for that. You provided for us salvation through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his sacrifice on the cross. And without that, we would not have the promise of heaven and eternal life with you. So thank you for that. Lord, I'm thankful for those who are out there listening, watching. I pray blessings over each and every one of them out there. I don't know what their needs are. I say it every day because I don't. But I know that there are people who are in need of something. They are whatever, or maybe they're just in a good mode and they are in grateful, thankful mode. But there are always needs out there, whether it's spiritual needs, family, relationships, monetary, health, so many different ways that we lean on you to get us through these little patches where we feel like, you know, we don't think we can do it on our own. We know we can't do it on our own. We know we need you. So, Lord, thank you for being there for us. Lord, just watch over each one of us as we go through this week, this day. I don't know what day it is that these people are listening or watching. I don't know what time it is, but I just ask you to watch over them in this moment and throughout this week. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so the verse of the day today is from Psalm. I think I did that the other day, maybe. I'm not sure. Today is Psalm, and it is 118:24. Actually, it's kind of funny because 118, I think it's 11. I'll have to go and look that up. All right, I might give you two verses today. So this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this moment. Let's be glad in this moment. Let's be happy for what God provides for us and does for us. You know, rejoice. Rejoice always. Okay, so I'm going to look up that Psalms 118. I think 11 might be the other. Give me a second. I could be totally wrong on this. Hold on. No, that is not 118. Hold on. 118.8. Oh, it is. Yeah, I was right. 118, but it wasn't 11. It's 118.8. This is one of, they say, and I don't know if this is absolutely fact or true or not, but they say that this verse is the absolute center of our Bible, the Christian Bible, which includes the Old Testament and the New Testament, but they say that this is the middle of the Bible. It is better to take refuge or trust in the Lord than to trust in people. It is better to take refuge or trust in the Lord than to trust in princes. And that is true. So I'm going to put two Bible verses up today to cover both of those because they're both excellent verses. You know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's Proverbs 3. Lean not on our own understanding. But it is better to trust in people than to trust in the Lord than to trust in people. It's true. You know, people are people. People are flawed, but the Lord is not. So, all right, cool. Got that. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be like checking boxes off here, but I really wanted to get this reading in today. And I'm running short on time. I went and, watched my son's dog today. So that sort of changed my whole schedule. But that's all right. That's all right. I was exactly where I needed to be. All right. My chapter 21, Naboth's vineyard. Now, there was a man named Naboth from Jezreel who owned a vineyard in Jezreel beside the palace of King Ahab of Samaria. One day, Ahab said to Naboth, or Naboth, "Since your vineyard is so convenient to my palace, I would like to buy it to use as a vegetable garden. I will give you a better vineyard in exchange, or if you prefer, I will pay you for it." But Naboth replied, "The Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance that was passed down by my ancestors." So Ahab went home angry and sullen because of Naboth's answer. The king went to bed with his face to the wall and refused to eat. "What's the matter?" his wife Jezebel asked. "What's made you so upset that you're not eating?" "I asked Naboth to sell me his vineyard or trade it, but he refused," Ahab told her. "Are you the king of Israel or not?" Jezebel demanded. "Get up and eat something and don't worry about it. I'll get you Naboth's vineyard." So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, sealed them with his seal, and sent them to the elders and other leaders of the town where Naboth lived. In her letters, she commanded, "Call the citizens together for a time of fasting and give Naboth a place of honor. And then seat two scoundrels across from him who will accuse him of cursing God and the king. Then take him out and stone him to death." Oh, that Jezebel. So the elders and other town leaders followed the instructions Jezebel had written in the letters. They called for a fast and put Naboth at a prominent place before the people. Then two scoundrels came and sat down across from him, and they accused Naboth before all the people, saying he cursed God and the king. So he was dragged outside the town and stoned to death. The town leaders then sent word to Jezebel, "Naboth has been stoned to death." When Jezebel heard the news, she said to Ahab, "You know the vineyard. Oh, I'm sorry. You know the vineyard Naboth wouldn't sell you? Well, you can have it now. He's dead." So Ahab immediately went down to the vineyard of Naboth to claim it. But the Lord said to Elijah, "Go to meet King Ahab of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He will be at Naboth's vineyard in Jezreel, claiming it for himself. Give him this message. This is what the Lord says. Wasn't it enough that you killed Naboth? Must you rob him too? Because you have done this, dogs will lick your blood at the very place where they lick the blood of Naboth. So my enemy, you have found me," Ahab exclaimed to Elijah. "Yes," Elijah answered, "I have come because you have sold yourself to what is evil in the Lord's sight. So now the Lord says, I will bring disaster on you and consume you. I will destroy every one of your male descendants, slave and free alike, anywhere in Israel. I am going to destroy your family as I did the family of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and the family of Baasha, son of Ahijah. For you have made me very angry and have led Israel into sin." And regarding Jezebel, the Lord says, "Dogs will eat Jezebel's body at the plot of land in Jezreel." The members of Ahab's family who die in the city will be eaten by dogs, and those who die in the field will be eaten by vultures. No one else so completely sold himself to what was evil in the Lord's sight as Ahab did under the influence of his wife Jezebel. His worst outrage was worshiping idols just as the Amorites had done, the people whom the Lord had driven out from the land ahead of the Israelites. But when Ahab heard this message, he tore his clothing, dressed in burlap, and fasted. He even slept in burlap and went about in deep mourning. Then another message from the Lord came to Elijah. "Do you see how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has done this, I will not do what I promised during his lifetime. It will happen to his sons. I will destroy his dynasty." Well, that was a lot of information. I didn't really highlight anything because it was really just a historical account of what happened. This is what happens when greed takes over and, evil. And they are completely entrenched in the evil of this world, obviously. And Jezebel is the worst. She's terrible. She's just leading him down this horrible path. I highlighted in three, the Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance that was passed down by my ancestors. Naboth is just keeping what was his. I don't blame him. And of course, he didn't like it, and Jezebel, goes and gets him killed. And, the Lord is about ready to just do some serious, nasty stuff to Ahab. But because he humbles himself, he repented, God said, I'm gonna, because he has done this, I will not do what I promised during his lifetime, but I will have this happen to his son. So his sons are the ones that are gonna be reaping this horrible consequence. And even said in 25, no one else so completely sold himself to what was evil in the Lord's sight as Ahab did under the influence of his wife Jezebel. I did highlight that. I thought that was, God was like, he's toast. So that's it for today. That was a short chapter. And so I was going to read 22 today too, but then I looked at it and 22 is way too long for today. So I may be able to do a little bit later, but we'll see. That's it for today. But as always, I never let ever a podcast pass where I will not read, which means I always will read. Two negatives make a positive. Anyway, I will always, always say the prayer of salvation. And if you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you've not invited him into your heart and into your life, this is your moment. I'm going to say the prayer. You say it with me. It's not about me. As I always say, it's about you and your relationship with God and where you're at. So I hope that this is your moment. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations and welcome into the wonderful family of Jesus Christ. You are now a brother or sister in Christ. Welcome. This is your new birthday. Mark it in your Bible that today is your day. Mark it on your phone, on your wall calendar, however you want to do it. But make today the special day it is every single day. Actually, today is my special day, April 12th. Today is the day that I received Christ into my heart. Wow. How do I see? I didn't even it see. God is so good. He reminded me. I'm gonna go take my husband out, and we're gonna go celebrate. But anyway, Jeremiah and I both always recommend that you get to a church, a pastor, answer any questions, get involved, join a ministry or a Bible study, get maybe mission work, whatever it is you feel like God has given you gifts for, use them for the kingdom because that's what he wants you to do. Set a good example and, live for Christ. To live for Christ, what is it? To live for Christ, to die is gain. There it is. I keep pulling these Bible verses up and I don't know where they are, but they're in there. They are in the Bible. I know that. So anyway, that's it for today. God bless you. Have a great day and I will see you tomorrow, for sure.